It's you. It's really you. Oh, my prince, I never thought I'd see you again. It's so good to have you back here with me. Now we can be together again. Darling, what's wrong? You look positively pale. Are you feeling all right? You keep pulling away from me. Should I fetch the Abercarthy?
Your Majesty? Darling, you don't need to call me that. When it's just you and me, I'll always be a princess.
You're not the prince?
Oh, darling, it's all right. I know things seem strange to you right now. The clerics warned me that your disappearance was likely due to some memory loss, so it's okay if you don't remember who you are just yet. But don't worry, darling. Your princess is here now, and she's never letting you go again. I'll be right by your side, every day, as much as I can, and I'll help you remember who you are, my darling prince. And then we can pick things back up where we left off from before. Our betrothal, the wedding arrangements, our fiery nights of passion together.
Darling, what has gotten into you? Do you really not remember anything?
Nothing? Not even how you went missing? Oh, my darling prince, I know how much this is troubling you. Here, come sit next to me on the bed. I'll make you feel better.
Please, darling, I insist. Darling, don't be like this. Come to your princess. I said, come here now.
There we are. That's better. I'm sorry you had to see me like that, darling. I promise, I only act that way out of my undying love for you. Oh, darling, you're shaking. It's all right. Here, let me run my fingers through your hair. You always loved that before. There, doesn't that feel better? Now, why don't you stop shaking for me, and I'll try to fill in some of the gaps in your memory. With any luck, it may help you even remember more about yourself. Now, where to begin? Oh, how about when we first met? I remember it like it was yesterday. A beautiful ball was thrown by my father for me, inviting all of my would-be suitors to ask my hand in marriage. But you, darling, you were like finding a crown jewel in a coal mine. Even before we had spoken, I knew that when I first laid eyes on you, I had to make you mine. After that, everything began to fall into place. My father was wonderful enough to arrange for you to come live with us, with me. You missed your home and family for a while, yes, but I did everything I could to make you feel at home, to shower you in my love. Oh, we were so happy together, spending our days close together. And our nights even closer. I could barely keep my hands off you until we finally made it back to our chambers. I'm starting to feel that way right now, actually.
God, it's taking everything in me to hold back from you right now, darling. From just throwing myself at you like I used to before. It's a shame you can't remember any of them. All those nights of us just using each other's bodies for our own selfish pleasures. You turning me, your prim and proper princess, into that panting and depraved whore. But I wouldn't have wanted it any other way, darling. It could have been like that forever. But then, one morning, you had gone out hunting. I should have gone with you, but I knew my place was waiting at home for you. But you never came home. Those that had gone with you said they had been separated from you out there. They said they had looked everywhere for you. But I didn't believe them. How could they lose my prince? My darling! So I made sure they were telling the truth. I made sure until their last breaths. Since then, I've dedicated everything to finding you and bringing you home to me. Even when my father passed and I succeeded him,
I never gave up looking for you, darling. Do you know what that's like? Searching, waiting for a sign, anything, that you were still out there, hoping that one day you'd wind up back in my loving arms. Oh, it was dreadful, being apart from you for so long. But I never lost hope for you, darling. I never gave up hope you'd return to me. Even after all the imposters that came, one after another. Darling, you're rigid again. Was it something I said? Oh, is it about the imposters? Oh, I see now. You must be stiff with anger that someone else tried to take me away from you in your absence. Well, don't worry, darling. They were never able to fool me. I'd know my prince better than anyone. No one could ever replace you. And each one of them met the exact same fate for trying to. But you don't have to worry about that anymore, darling. Because you're here now, away from that despicable village that I found you in, and back with me, where you belong. Yes, I'm so glad I recognized you when passing through that wretched place, as if fate brought us back together. Seeing you again made me almost weep with joy. I was almost unable to tell my cards to rescue you. And don't worry, I have a special plan for those kidnappers that tried to take you away from me for so long. In a few days, my armies will be at that village, and will burn it to the ground and everyone living there. Then, they'll never be able to take you from me again. Excuse me? Darling, what has gotten into you? Why are you so concerned about those wretched villagers? They took you from me. They deserve this. What do you mean it's your home and your people? Darling, they're not your people. You are my prince, and your place is here with me. Unless I was wrong about you, darling. Are you really not my prince? So you admit it. Then that means you're another imposter, trying to take my prince's place, trying to steal his princess, to defile me when he's not here to protect me? How dare you try and steal me from my love, you wretch! Guards! Seize the prince, and someone fetch some irons now. There's no use in struggling, darling. You're not getting away. And I have plans for you. Guards, bind the prince in chains to the bed. I'll stay and continue questioning him while one of you goes and fetches the executioner. Thank you, guards. That will be all. You may go. Are you comfy, darling? I hope that you are. I'd hate for you to experience any pain while you're with me. I just don't understand. I was so sure you were my prince, more than ever before. Something about you, when I look at you, you're perfect, just like he was. You are him, I know it. You must just not remember. And so you think that you're one of those common villagers. Yes, that must be it. You're my prince, I knew it. But what if you really are an imposter? What would my darling think when he returns, seeing he's been replaced? I can't risk that. I need to deal with you now. You! What are you? No one has ever made me this crazy before. No one since my prince. How do I decide? Wait. No. I know exactly how to tell if you're mine. It's all right. I'm not going to hurt you. Darling, as long as you're who I think you are, I need to find out if you're my prince. And there's only one way I can know for sure if you're mine. We're going to make love. And I'm going to see if you can remember all the pleasures that our bodies can bring to each other. And if I suspect for even a moment that you're not my prince, you'll be executed for deflowering a defenseless princess. So, don't freeze up on me, for your sake. Now, let's start by getting ourselves a bit more comfortable, shall we? I certainly won't be needing this dress for what we have planned. That's better. How do I look, darling? Do you like my undergarments? Or rather, my lack of them? Leaves very little to the imagination, doesn't it? Just a few pieces of lace holding this thin, sheer fabric to my body. Almost like I'm completely exposed to you. I'm sorry, darling. I'd love to let you touch, but I can't risk letting you out of those chains of yours. Wouldn't want you to do something foolish, now would we? But don't worry. I promise. I'll let you see all you want by the time we're through. I used to wear things like these all the time under my clothes to give you a little tease if I ever got you alone somewhere. They were your favorite, and I just knew I had to wear them today when I came to see you. So, tell me, what do you think? And remember, choose your words carefully, darling. That's just what he would say. You really are making this hard for me to figure out what you are, aren't you? But that's okay. It just means I get to spend plenty more time with you. Don't worry. We'll figure this out together. Oh? What was that? Oh. I see. Looks like you're enjoying this after all, aren't you? I can feel how stiff you are through your pants. So big and so hard. I can even feel it twitching against my hand. Would you like me to relieve it for you, my prince? Well, that's too bad. I'd much rather have you uncomfortable right now. Think of it as a sort of punishment, even if you are my prince, for leaving me alone all this time. Oh, but don't worry. I'm not going to just let it sit there all by itself. I've got my own ideas for it in mind. Here, let me show you. There we are. Comfortable, darling? Enjoying the view as I straddle you like one of my prized stallions? Can you feel the heat coming from my sex, darling? I want you so badly that I'm already soaking wet down there. Don't worry, you'll feel that soon too, with your clothes. You did this to me, turned me into a wet, horny mess. How am I supposed to be a good little princess for you if this is all it takes to turn me into little more than a depraved whore? But you like me like this. Don't you? Having this power over me? Being able to turn me into your little plaything with so much as a look? God, I miss being able to act this way for you. But I'm in charge now, darling. And right now, I want you to make me come with nothing but your cock rubbing against my wet sex. Do that, and it will prove to me beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're mine. Come on, darling. Grind your cock against me. Yes. Yes, just like that. Buck your hips, like you used to. God, it's been so long since I've had the real thing. No one else could ever replace you, my prince. Not even my own fingers. Something so warm and hard and thick. This is just what your dirty little princess has been missing all of these years. That's it. Right there. Right there. Oh, I don't want it to stop. I'm so close. What? You want to come to me, darling? No, don't you dare come. Do you understand? You are not to finish without my permission, darling, until I've had my fill of you. If you do, I'll know you're not my prince, and we know what happens. Now, just keep grinding against me. Like that. Yes, keep riding your princess. God, yes, keep bucking. Just like that, yes. Felt that way since he did this to me. No one but him could do that. Make me come like that. It's you. It's really you, my prince. Oh, darling. It's so good to have you back with me. Now that you're back with me, we can work on getting back your memories. Then, we can get back to everything we had put off. Planning our wedding, ruling the kingdom together. Oh, and so much more alone time together. What? The village. What about the... Oh, this again. You still care so much about those common wretches? Even with all the wealth around you? Even with me as your princess and wife? Honestly... Fine. You want to save those wretches so badly? Fine. I will call off my armies from dealing with them. But in return, you will have to give me something else. Something I've been dying to have for so many years, darling. Now, help me take off those pants of yours. I really did make a mess of them, didn't I? But it doesn't look like you seem to mind the mess at all. If I didn't know better, I'd say that you liked me grinding my hot, wet sex against your cock. Here, let me take care of that for you with my dainty little hands. And what a wonderful cock it was. Darling, it felt so good to have you rubbing against me, just like it feels good in my hand. Do you like the feeling of my hand slowly running over your cock? Using my wetness as I stroke you from the tip all the way down to your base? Does it feel good, darling? It does. Good. But believe me, the fun is just beginning. I hope I haven't lost my touch. Don't freeze upon me now. It tasted like it did before. Now there's really no denying you as my prince. God, how I've missed this. All those nights spent dreaming of taking your big, fat cock in my throat. It's almost enough to make a girl go mad. But I've got you now, and you're never leaving me again. Well, what are you waiting for? I want you to come for me, darling. Come on, do it. Come in your princess's tight little mouth. I want to swallow every last drop. Oh, yes. That's a taste I'll never get tired of. What's wrong? Never seen a princess swallow a man's cum before? Well, don't worry. It'll be a sight you'll get used to seeing a lot more of. Well, I think that's enough questioning of you for today. While I still have a few doubts about your identity, I think I can safely say that you are my prince, and you will never be separated from me again. What's that, darling?
The chains.
Oh, I think I'll keep those on you for a little while. Wouldn't want you to get lost again, now would we? Of course, I will only be allowed in here to see you, so they will let me know that you need something, and I'll rush right over to you, my darling prince. I'll see you tonight when I bring you dinner, darling. Just try to relax. I'll see you soon, my darling prince.